on the Gimel Amud Aleph as the second Mishnah. This is a fascinating Mishnah, which comes with it. Hamudr Hanomech Averoi. So Reuben is, Shimon is Mudr Hanor from Reuben. Shimon is not allowed to have Hanor from Reuben. Either that could be because Reuben asked Shimon, or Shimon asked himself from Reuben, but he's called the Mudr. He's the one who the net is affecting. So the law is Reuben, even though Shimon can't have enough from Reuben, Reuben can pay for Shimon's shekel, for the master's shekel. And Reuben can pay back Shimon's chayv. And Reuben can return an aveda to Shimon. Okay. Now the Mishnah says, "Mokum shnitlan laschar." In the last case of Master Labidosa, if it was standard in that place to pay for the cost of the pay for the service of returning the aveda, if Reuven refuses that payment, that's going to be Mahana Shimon. So Tibbalon all the Hekdish. So Shimon can't keep the money. Shimon would have to pay it out to something, give it to Hekdish, and therefore he's not benefiting from Reuven's refusal. But Shimon can't keep it. You know, so why Hekdish? So if you look at the Rush, that in the bottom, the end of the third last line, we start with the Hekdish. He has to give it to Hekdish. If he should also love Han Osay, ke Hekdish. Neder functions like Hekdish. He'll call a Noha Bala Yodim Imenu Hekdish who. So it's considered Hekdish, the Han Law, which is dealing with over here. We find similar Mishnayos. The Rosh is asking where we have a type of cases where we can't benefit, and the Mishnah says Allah, you throw the benefit into the money which you benefited, he throws into the Yam HaMelech, thereby not benefiting from it over here. But that's not an option because Kanobis function like Hekdish. So in a certain sense, this Isser HaNoah is really an Isser Hekdish. So this money, which is the Isser HaNoah, belongs to Hekdish. Zataran Shekloi Shekloi HaMadr LeMudr. So the Madr can pay for the Mudr's Mechzes of Shekel. The Gemara first time, the Mudr says, why is this and how do you understand this thing? So see in the Gemara Masa Labadosa Midi Yoyiv Lei Give me him the Veda. He's not giving him anything. He's giving him back his own item. But welcome to the last car. So what is that about? How can you pay?
Yeah, but he's getting enough from the service. So he's getting enough from the module. If you said nichse chaveiro, that would be different than...
Right, I'm saying the point he's saying is that in regards to the item, what he's giving him is his own thing. We don't say since it was lost, as it were, it's not really his anymore. And when he's giving it back, he's giving him an item of his own to the mudr, which that would clearly be yasser. We're saying, no, that's not how we look at it. It's the mudr's item. In regards to the benefit of the process of the service, so that's really the next step of the Mishnah. So if it's a place where they do not pay for the service, or better, if it's a situation where halacha does not require to pay for the service, so he's doing a mitzvah. So it's not called he's benefiting the individual. If it's a situation where he's allowed to charge, so then he's really benefiting him, giving him the service. So he has to take the value of the service, as it were, and negate the benefit by giving it to Hekdish.
He's saying it's like a mitzvah lovely honest.
Usually means on the one who's doing it. But he's the Reuben is not servicing Shimon by returning it. He's servicing the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shimon's benefit is considered a secondary benefit, unless there be a situation where Shimon is supposed to pay for it and Reuben refuses the money. Malkam Shnit Laskar. I translated the Mishnah in place. It's really better. The better word is a situation. Situation where he gets paid for the returning of the Aveda. The Hainu. Im Hoya Machzer bought him in a cellar. If the Machzer was, while returning it, losing wages. The Lach is. So. He is the owner of the item has to reimburse the returner, one who's returning it, based on the pearl bottle. But he has to pay him something. Now, the act of returning the beta might be less strenuous than his regular work. So he's, as we're getting a vacation, but he doesn't want to get a vacation, he wants to work, but he's getting an easier job. So he'll get a reduction in wages, but he has to pay him that amount of money. So he normally has to pay for that in that situation where the machzer was bottled in a cellar. So people don't know the hektish. So if the returner, the matter, does not want to get paid, so the mutter can't keep the money, because the mutter, by being meichel the money, is giving him benefit. If we just let the mutter be meichel it, he's benefiting the mutter. Okay. Okay. Zot Gemara. So the first two cases that we're saying the mater can pay for the mutter's shekel and pay for his chayv. The Gemara says, Alma avruchi ari ba'almahu v'shori. So two things over here. We're saying this is considered avruchi ari. A and B, that's mutter. So avruchi ari means that. Well, we'll see in a second what the case of Baruch Ari is, but the case that he didn't directly give him a benefit, it was indirect benefit. So in these two first two cases, it would be the equivalent of if an Ari was coming to attack the flock, and this person chased the Ari away. So it wasn't that the Ari was already had attacked and taken away a sheep. He was going to. He's preventing that from happening. So prevention is considered a secondary benefit. So how is this prevention? So that's the chiddush. We say over here that the loiva can say to the loiva, who's the mutter, can say to the one who paid, I would have gotten the mechel the chayv. So there really wasn't a chayv here. Right. So you're just as it were. So paying my chayv, you didn't directly pay off the money that I owed. You saved me from the whole process of getting the mechil, etc. But you didn't actually give me a benefit. So who said that's mutter? Maybe that's not we don't look at that as secondary, in the sense that it's not, it's indirect, and therefore it's not considered benefits for these purposes. So who says this idea?
Would there be a difference with a commercial situation where, you know, it's not being, you know, the ability to mimify a corporation is different than an individual?
That's a general question. I don't know. I hear the argument. It's a good argument. I have to think it through. Okay. So who says this is mutter? Maybe this is still considered enough of a benefit to be usur. So Mount Tana, who is this Tana which says that this is mutter? From Rav Oshia. So Rav Oshia says Zu Divrei. This is the sheet of Hanan. So that's how the Rehoshia learns. So Rabba Omar, Rabba says, no, I have a different approach. I can get the Mishnah gold like everybody. which that they said over there in that situation, that the loiva would have to repay the one who pays him. So if he would have to repay the one who pays for him, that would be true that he has to do that. So that would mean that over here he's giving him money. So what's the case? The case was, put him in difficult. Gabi Mudr Hanoa, the Yoyev Lay probably puts him. Yoyev Lay Amanas, Shalodi Froya. The case was that when the Malva lent him the money, he lent him the money on the understanding that the Loiba, he cannot come and ask the Loiba for the money. So eventually the Loiba will pay the money. But eventually it's a very long time. He doesn't have to pay it back, theoretically, because the Malva can't ask for the money. So the Loiba, at some point in time, his conscience is going to bother him, and he's going to pay it. But it's not really a bona fide Chayiv, because the Malva has no schus to be tevayit.
So we said that a Loiba doesn't pay the Halva back until the last moment.
Right.
There's no last moment.
Exactly. That's exactly the point. So he might say he's giving him a benefit of feeling nicer vis-a-vis the guy, but really it's not really financial benefits, and that's why it's not also.
But when's he expected? From a halachic perspective, it sounds like he'll never pay.
Theoretically, yeah.
Could it be understood? Instead, that there's a date of payment stipulated?
No. Amanah Shalei Froya means this condition that he doesn't have to pay, as it were, that's what Taich is.
But that the gentleman will not pursue the issue and will not bother him about it, even if the date passes?
That'd be hard to understand that, because Pashas, then he has a chiv to pay at that point in time. So now the person paying for him is giving him a benefit.
I guess what I'm having trouble with, but there's no obligation to repay.
There's no obligation to pay. There's no date. Another person can't be tevei.
3 days after the world ends.
Right, exactly.
So there's no obligation to repay.
No. I'm not saying if he goes to Olam Haba, they don't say, hey, you didn't pay back your chayv, you get to go back to the world for not paying back your chayv. I'm not saying that.
It's not due yet.
No, it's he owes him the money.
But it's not due yet.
He didn't set a date, but it doesn't mean he doesn't owe the money. Stam Havah Shloshim Yom. If I don't set a date, automatically there's a date, there's automatically halacha that says you have to pay back after 30 days. Right. So this is not making a date, but if you don't make a date, you just put it in the Shloshim Yom, it has a halacha, it has a different status than a date which is set, regards to certain points. But it's due, just you can't make him pay. Okay. So the more, who's this Chanan? My Chanan, what's this Chanan that you're referring to? The Chanan. Misha Olach L'medina Sayyam. So we have this in Ksubas. So Ruvain traveled to Medina Sayyam and left his wife behind. V'omen Echad Upiris Ezishtoi. And then so Beryl comes along and pays for Shimon's, for Reuben's wife, and pays for her food. So she needs to be supported, and the husband has a responsibility to support her. And theoretically, if she would not have support, she'd go to Bezin, and Bezin could impound some of the properties of Reuben and sell them to support the wife. Comes along, Beryl says, "You know what? I'll pay for it." So Chanan Omer Ibn is Ma'osav. So now, Reuben comes back. So Beryl says, "You know, I laid out all this money for your wife." He says, "That's very nice. I appreciate it very much. It's so sweet of you, but I'm not paying you a penny." Ibn is Ma'osav. He loses his money. If he could prove how much he laid out, it's documented, so he'll collect. If he can't document it, we're going to even be makel enough to let him swear in Bezin, Emi Noitel. So it's a Nishma Benoitel, which is obviously being Nishma Benoitel, so it's called the bottom, but yet some owes him the money. Okay. Omer Rabbi Dosa Ben Hirkanis Kidivrayim. So Rabbi Dosa Ben Hirkanis said that B'nai Kanak Delamar writes, Omer Rabbi Yechim Mezaka, Yof Omer Hanan, Hinech Moisev al Karen Hatzvi. He put himself into a situation of a Karen Hatzvi. Why? So we look at the situation is that there's a chayv from the husband to the wife, and he removed the chayv. So that's like a ari, the more refers to it. He's taking away the potential ari, which will come and take away the husband's nechasim. He's stopping that from happening. So it's not a direct benefit, so he can't charge for it. We'll see more in the run, obviously. Rabba Le'omer K'Rabba Hoshea, the Kamukam and the Masis and Kedivrei HaKol. Rabba's pshat is better than Rabba Hoshea's pshat, he felt, because he gains the Mishnah like everybody. Rabba Hoshea Le'omer K'Rabba Gzer Shalom Lipora Mishum Lipora. We're not going to allow him to pay in a situation of a loan which is Shalom Lipora. Because if we're going to allow over there, we'll be going to we end up allowing it in the case of a loan which is Lipora, which that is also. Okay. Zokt the rat. Four lines at the bottom, Lama Gilam and Aleph. Alma Bruke Reba Alma Hu Bashori. He's going back. It's not, there's three cases of the Mishnah. There's a case of paying for his matzah shekel, paying his loan, and returning an avedah to him. So the Ron says that this is not going on the last case. It's going on the first two cases. The halachi is shorter. Why are these cases mutter? Mishum delav mida yoyvle al shemasal v'kamilva me'olav. He's not giving him anything. It's just removing a milva. The point I told you that he said claim Hobi Merkel, that's actually Rishalmi. The way the Ram learns that the Babi does not necessarily require that. Even if it would be a definite loan which he has to pay, but since it's not a direct benefit, he's not giving him the money, he's giving the money to somebody else. He's removing the chayv. So that's considered indirect, and doesn't, and that's not also by Mutter Hanra. Shemhachi Nami Shekel or Shekel. So how does he pay for his shekel? So hold on, Mahani, because he's not giving him a benefit. The Balavachi Yesh Lechelik Bekabonis Tzibur. So Zok the Gemara, if when he gives him the shekel for him, now he gets a, only then he gets a portion of the Kabonis. So Reuben, the matter paying the shekel for Shimon, is giving Shimon more than an indirect benefit, removing a chayv, but rather he's giving him a portion of the kabbonis. But that's not true. His portion of the kabbonis is there either way. Kitnan, Terman al ha'avud, v'al ha'gavui, v'al ha'asa ligvois. When they do the Chumas halishcha, they have in mind for even the shkolim which are not there, either they've been lost, or they've been collected and have not been delivered to the Beis Hamikdash yet, or they're going to be collected. So basically, they have in mind for everybody. So the main point is over here that you get a mitzvah. So my Marta, Hoka Mahani Le Deparachoy. So then he's not giving him the benefit of giving him a portion. But he's just preventing having to pay the chayv. So bruchirihu b'shori. So that's just a bruchiri. He's scaring, shooing away the ri and his mutter. So Amar Roshia, aha, my hamani chananhi. So Roshia says it's chanan. The shulah that Shmuel says eish is chaber shapray oichayv mazon oisov. That chanan holds. That if he would, on his own volition, choose to pay for the parnasa for the woman, paying off the chiyuv mezonos that the husband has, hiniach moisav al karen hatzvi, it's equivalent to putting his money on the horn of a tzvi, which obviously is lost because it's, as it runs, it's going to fall. And the logic behind that is because it's not direct benefit, it's an indirect benefit. So it's, you know, it's funny because the case of the Ari we relate to better than we almost relate to this case. Let me explain. So if Reuben hires Shimon to act as the guard, stopping the, you know, acting as the shepherd to protect his flock and stop any wild animals from attacking the flock, so he charges for the service. He didn't hire him for that purpose. So then there's a din of what's called nehenah, that if I on my own go and give you something a benefit, so if there is the result of my giving you something a benefit, I generate a tangible benefit by you, I have a right to then retrieve that. So we'll have a case in Mormon Mitzvah that Reuben goes and plants trees in Shimon's field. And so he says he wants to charge him for the hanok. He can't charge him for the trees. I didn't ask you to put the trees there. Right? But there's a value to trees there. So I'm not charging you the market price to go buy trees. I'm charging the benefit that my field now is worth more money. So there's a tangible benefit. My field is worth more money. So the owner of the field has right to say, I don't want the trees there, get them out of here. But if he doesn't do that, he says, oh, that's nice, I'm happy to keep the trees. So then he has to pay for the value that his property increased because the trees are there. And that value is less than the cost of the trees. So that's the loss of the planter. So over here, the value of the benefit is he still has his animal, but he never lost his animal yet. It was just a potential. So because even though we'll argue that the Re is Vada going to attack, but so we wouldn't say because the Re is Vada going to attack that therefore the item is Hefker. The Gemara does say in Bava Kamma, if the Re already took the sheep and he saves the sheep, he gets to keep it because the sheep is Hefker at this point in time. Sheep, once it's in the Re's mouth, it's, as far as we're concerned, it's as good as gone. So when he got it back, that's the mean matzah min ari is. But over here, that the case of this matzah min ari means it's already in the clutches of the ri. Over here, it's just a potential. So that's not considered. He actually gave him something. He just prevented a loss. So it's okay, good. I want to charge you for the hanor. What hanor? Well, you have a sheep. You would not have had a sheep without me. That's true. But in regards to Dini Nehenna, it's not called a direct benefit. It's just preventing that which I have from being lost. He can't charge for that. So comes Hanan and he says, I'm going to take that same idea of a Ruch Eri and apply it to the situation over here. I was just taking away the potential loss that you would have had. The person who pays the chayv of the husband for the mezonos is taking away the potential loss to the husband's property, which he could have had, which he doesn't have now. Okay. So Rava says, I feel the tema divrei hakol. If you're the rabbanon d'ami shechayim loyber lahachzer lezeh demei achayim shapar bishviloi, that the loyber does have to reimburse the bnei kana gedolim. Say that he does have to reimburse. So gamimuter hanoa, the case of muter hanoa, the hanoa masnis in our mishnah, which it says that it's mutter, it's yoyev almanah shel lifroya skinim. A klomer the chishelvo. When he lent him the money, his the imar, he made a condition. The malva has no power to force him to pay. So when he wants, he'll pay. So then, in that situation, when the mother pays the chayv, that will give the efshad the mutter mishum kisufa parle. Even though it's possible, the mutter eventually will be embarrassed to the point that he'll pay. The boy, but since he still has the option not to pay, it's not considered he's giving him something. Now, the only answer is the case of the paying the chayv. What about shekel? Tena pere lochay ba al shokal eshikla hechi shori libe the rabbanon. How can this be kibbutz according to the rabbanon? Because over there, Bezdin will force him to pay. He could remember the Masisin to the two Mishkachas law. We'll say the case of the Mishnah according to the to Rav, according to the Rabbanon, is in the following scenario. So Reuven sent his shekel. Or better, in our case, we gave. We said Reuven was the mother, Shimon was the mutter. So Shimon sent the shekel already, and that shekel, then they did a truma. It was on its way, so that's called the gavui. And then it never reached the lishka. Why? Something happened after the truma. It was stolen or lost after the truma had been taken, before it arrived. The Loch Hashimah does not need to pay a second time. They swear that they get the gizwar which come to collect, they swear that they sent already, and that's it. He says, "Kishakol mother eshikloi." So if Reuven now says, "You want, you know, it's mice. It's you're supposed to give." So he'll give for him. Midi dol mekayev bo mother kiyoy. He's just paying something which the mother doesn't have to do. So what's the chiddush? Kamashon alfi should hoya dark and lifroya. So even though most people would, under the circumstances, would send the shekel a second time. Pay a second time. Sure, Kiran Shayna Gizbor Michal Mukhavib. So since the Gizbor can't make him pay, you know, it was common to yes pay, he would have to he doesn't have to pay, so it's not considered giving him something a benefit. Okay. Right. Gizera Shalom Yifra Otto Lifraya. So the Morris says the Rehoshi did not like Rabba because of Gizera. Clamor. The arena the mother pray lechayv shel mother kishalav amanash lefroya. If we're going to allow the mother to pay for the mother in a scenario where there's this very special circumstances, they lent them the money. The money was lent to Shimon by a third party, with this condition that Shimon can pay back whenever he wants, and not before that. So if they're going to allow the mother to pay in that case, ikal migzer dilma parle alpi shalava oisay. Hamoder Amanash Shiachvenu Hamal Belifroya, a regular loan, so he'll pay for that also. Hell, he must listen. Rabban and Lekel the Gabbai and the Shari, Avari Chanan he umutter becholim. Okay, now Rabban adds a whole new piece. Perchne the Yonigzeris. The more ksuv is maskinen, the begab nachrina, the more comes out with a little bit different end. Damer hosam, nehida hano lesle, ksuvim mi lesle, that Roshia says he didn't look like Rava, because even though he cannot force him to pay, but he's getting him the embarrassment. So that's considered a benefit, which would be also by Mudra Hanma.
Are we discussing both cases, Parech Hova with Shoko Shiklo?
No, that would be the case of Parech Hova. He's saying he doesn't want to say the case of Mishnah was that he lent him Amanas Shalif Roya because he's still benefiting him the Kisufa. So eventually the person that's considered that the person in body would pay. So its body is according to the Rabbanon, even in that scenario it's considered pay. The same way the Rabbanon hold by case of Preya Chayva when the money is due, that it's called direct benefit and it's also, it's not like the Chanan. So if you want to say Mr. Golan Rabbanon, this case also is called a direct benefit. Because the chayv is due to the social pressure. Okay. Now.
But you've just, transferred the kisuf to he's still going to be embarrassed to the Perea.
No, the embarrassment is somebody did him a favor, lent him money, and he's acting like this lowlife and not repaying it. That's the kisufa. That's embarrassing, right?
Okay, not the fact that he did him the favor, I guess. Okay.
The Lord Baruch Ben Mashalim is that that's, you know. Okay. Now, Zatran, let's go back. High Omer Echad Rapinus is Ishtoi, the Omer, the Chanan, Hanich, Moshe, Karen, and Tzvi. Kosovo Rash Mazal, the Dafka Ben Mefarish, Shemach, was Mesonish, Shechayb, Labalo, Hun Noisin Lot. The pot. So the Rashi says, if the person says explicitly, "I'm giving it to you to pay for the chiyuv mezonos that your husband has," I'm going to do that, and I'll get it back, and I plan to get it back from the husband. So that's his intent. So the husband says, "I never agreed to this. You can't be mechayiv me." You know the whole question as we had before. But I will appear to stop. Okay. So if it's a din of Mechil's Kabbalah, if this person comes and gives the woman, we say that he gets it back from the husband. How so? Because the Fisha Kola Mefarnes Tam Ainu Mefarnes Mataris Matan El Mataris Halva. The Rashi says that the assumption of the person is giving this constant type of money, he's not giving it as a present. He's giving it with expectation, with intent to as a loan. So it comes out that she owes the money to the one who is befarnes her. Well, she has a right to go to the. She has a chayv on the husband. And said, "Listen, I have money that I owe. You owe me money for this. I'm going to go now and collect your property to pay back my chayv." So it basically, it functions in shibud d'rabnosan. If A owes B money and B owes C money, then A owes C. So it comes out the person who's mefarnes, since he gave him a teres halva, so he has a direct claim on the husband. So it comes out the one who's mefarnes can collect from her, and she can collect from the husband, or he can go directly to the husband based on shibud d'rabnosan. So, if let's say the situation was different, that the person did not come on his own volition to and give it to her, but rather she had to go and borrow money. Whatever reason, she wasn't able to get the husband's property, and she went and borrowed money to eat for her food.
Now the question is, what is this?
I mean, that's the only thief couple, so why have to do this? So we clarify how much she's saying that she ate, which you'd have to prove with the shua, etc. V'hi nifras mi ba'alo, ba'al chayv gav mimenu. So what happens is that she goes to the husband and says, "Listen, now the husband's back. I borrowed all this money. So I owe this money. So I'm going to collect from you the money that I owe, because you owed me that money, and then I'll pay the person that I owe." Now, so that's the case of when she actually went and borrowed the money. The Kiddush of the Rashba is that a Mefarnes Stam is not giving it as a Matana, he's giving it as a Halva. Who said? So the Rashba like this, Behavi Raya. The Rashba brings a Raya, the Ran is going to say that the Rashba brings a Raya. Now the Ran argues in the Rashba. Let's see what the Rashba says. Maybe Raya the Mefarnes Stam. The Rashi brings a Raya that the case of Mefarnes Stam, lawyer meaning the Matanik Yav Elu B'Shem Hava, and he brings a Raya from the Din of Meyer the Tzach Sadech Chaveroi Minatosh LaBrishus, that the scenario we gave, the planter comes on his own volition. So he's called Yer the Tzach Sadech Chaveroi. He went into somebody else's fields without being asked. On his own, and he planted saplings in the field, without getting any arrangement to do that. The Chai Balasod L'Shalim. So he said that the Balasod has to pay. So the Rashi says, why? He says, oh, that's so nice. You gave me a present. Why have to pay? So yes, I'm getting a benefit, but you gave it. You gave it b'taras and matana. I didn't ask you to do it. You gave me matana. You planted 10 saplings in my field. Look, Hamenu Shayarmer, he doesn't have the strength to say, the right to say, b'matana nasatali, that was given as a matana. So he has to pay. So you see that when we say a person does these type of things, his intent is not l'shem matana, and therefore the recipient cannot argue it was given as a matana. We assume that the person who's doing it expects to get reimbursed. So over here, that means he would be giving it as a havah and expects to get reimbursed for the mezonos that he paid. Void raya. A different raya. I mean, the garis b'yushalmi perkei zonesha. Chal barnash. There's a person. One person. Barnash is a person, like bar enosh. Chal barnash. Ishul lechavrei dinarin. The Reuven lent Shimon dinarim. Ashwite goy gav beise. Then Shimon let Reuven live by him. Amarli, then Reuven said to Shimon, "Havli dinari, you owe me the money." He says, "Amarli havli agar beisi." So Shimon said, "That's very nice. Give me back my rent that you lived here." So also ub the kamei the Rabbi Abba Bar Zvina. So the story came to Rabbi Bar Zvina. Umarikule maida hava chami the mishrei. So he subtracted from the chayv that amount that would be appropriate to say the cost of the rent is. Obviously, the case wasn't that when Reuven came to live by Shimon, that Shimon spoke out, "I'm expecting this to be as some way to reduce the chayv or to charge you for the rent." The case wasn't that that he made an arrangement. The case was he made an arrangement. If they made an arrangement, so I mean, we're not talking about the person who's Tama Shakran. He's denying there was an arrangement. So it's not denying there was an arrangement. If that was the case, so he obviously wouldn't be asking for the whole chayv. He would have to pay him whatever it costs for the rent, or subtract it from the chayv. Okay. Fine. So the case has to be. They didn't say anything. So you have a raya that even though he did it without any arrangement, we assume he expects to get paid. So the raya, maybe it's not a raya. Maybe this is a unique case, because over here, if he doesn't charge him, there's ribbis. So min hastam, when Reuven let Shimon into the field, or Reuven let Shimon into his house, he can't turn around and say, by the way, pay me. We didn't arrange any payments. No, obviously, I get paid. No, lav dafka. I met the Zimatana, he could argue, I don't want to get paid. I don't have to, and then the other person argued, you gave me my tana, I have to pay you. This case over here, he has to pay, because otherwise it's ribis. So the Rav, no. There's not the Rash, but no. The point over here isn't the ribis issue. So over there, he wouldn't say, "Where's my rent? Right? Pay me the rent," because the point isn't the rent. The point is that he cannot pay the chayv plus this extra money. So just subtract it from the chayv. But the language of "pay me agar besi," so the Rashba sounds like we'd rather say "nacheli agar besi," subtract it. His language was, "You owe me rent." Al mahamashu chaver b'sach besi stop. So we have to assume that this is now become a standard case. When Reuven invites Shimon in to stay in the house, and he doesn't say any more arrangements, lo la matani chav, el eschiris. He doesn't mean for matani, he means as eschiris. So that's the Rashba's shita. So the Ron's going to say why he doesn't like it, but let's hold that for Monday, Mr. Shem.